have to have some trees and shrubs, but I think they do quite a bit.
There it is, under utilities. Does that address it?
Water and sewer system shall be located no more than 200 feet from the community utility building, providing separate toilets and showers for facilities for genders, for both genders.
Shower facilities for each gender. We're not going to have to get into that, are we?
I was going to say, when was this written?
We're at 8 o'clock already. Stay focused. Yeah. I mean, so basically, it's saying 200 feet or less is what that's saying?
Yes.
Which is not an issue, obviously. We can accommodate that.
So we would just want to include that in the, I mean, we don't have to include it because I guess it would be mandated, right?
It would be, I mean, I don't know if it's there. I mean, you can approve it, but if it's not there, I'll have to get it done.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's there. I haven't been out there to look, so. But yes, it'll be a requirement to get it if it's not done.
The area beyond that stretch where the RVs are going to go on, we parked beyond that on the dirt out there at an event. Is that going to be a turnaround or something there for RVs to come back the other direction, or are they just going to be angled in there where they can get out?
Angled.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got it set up to where the end of that parking lot is a roundabout. More or less. The dirt on the very end is always going to stay dirt.
Okay.
Are you talking about
overflow
this?
When we got out there?
Yeah.
Stuck.
Is that what you're talking about down here, or am I in the wrong place?
No.
Almost off that picture.
Yep. At the very bottom of that
is
just a little bit more clearing.
Gotcha.
We don't plan on doing anything with it other than just overflow parking.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's flip it to public hearing. We got people signed up to speak for or against this bad boy here. We got one. Anybody else?
My name is Jeff Mitten. I live at 401 Arnold. I've come up here and spoke against them on several occasions when they were first starting, as we ran into kind of friction and them getting us hillbillies figured out. And they've done a really good job. They've done a great job of really kind of moderating and figuring out how to make all this stuff work. The entrance works well. There's not rock out on the road like we're having trouble with. I was concerned about noise. I've had a lot of people over there. Every now and again, you have somebody with an unmuffled buggy trying to run late at night. You'll hear a little bit, but it's very rare. I think they're doing a good job of managing it. So I'm in support of this. And if they want to continue to further develop from there, I don't think it'd be any problem either.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming out. No one else, huh?
Wow.
This is rare.
Yeah.
They've been before us several times, so when I look out to this crowd, normally it's all for this venture. So, you know, that, I guess, speaks to how you guys are interacting with the area community. So you want to come back up, and then we'll see if we can.
Do you have a question for me?
Any additional questions for the applicant?
Not for the applicant, but our history says, and I'm getting older, so my hard drive doesn't function as well as it used to. It says a conditional use permit request was denied for 20 electric only RV sites and 10 events per year. I don't recall. I obviously missed that meeting.
I don't think
Why
it ever.
Why did we deny? It's in your list of history.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have the history in front of me.
I don't think it was ever voted on.
There's been a couple of times. The driveway was an issue.
Yeah.
Due to some other issues.
Yeah. It might have been included with something else.
Yeah, I don't remember that being turned down on it, though.
I was part of getting that turned down.
Well, Will they give us the reason?
That was right after they had a big event and left rocks all over the road and noise all night.
The entryway wasn't addressed and all that kind of stuff.
And we talked it out, and y'all said no. And now, yes.
Okay.
There's your answer.
There you go.
I'm having a little trouble. I'm older than he is. There was 200 feet from the bathroom to the campsites.
I don't know.
Well, if that's what that said, because we said it was like 300 feet from the entrance back to your building.
Correct.
And the building's back at the end of that top clearance.
Right behind that, yep.
It's going to be more than 200 feet from there up to here, and I'm just wondering, is that, you know.
I read that as 200 feet from the shower, the public shower.
No, it had
to the.
That size, just bathrooms.
Bathrooms for men and women.
But from that public facility to the where the sewer was located was the 200 feet mark. I didn't think it was relating to the RV spots.
No, yeah. I think it's to the RV spots.
It is to the RV park.
Yeah.
And on the other side of that, on the good side of your coin, if these are self-contained campers, why do you need a bathroom within 200 feet?
That's a requirement in the code book. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that traditionally you always have fallback.
Well, it could be an outhouse, couldn't it?
Just out of curiosity.
I'm not taking a shower in an outhouse.
Well, I'm in
the did it say showers? Do you still have that?
I said showers.
If I was just bathroom.
I think if you have the main facilities, you're going to take care of 90% of the people. But if code requires you to put a couple of bathrooms there, we're going to have to figure out.
I think, just from what I'm understanding, is...
See, it does say toilet and shower facilities.
Toilet and shower within 200 feet if they do not have it on site,
Yeah, so if we put a shower and outhouses over there, we would be in compliance with it.
Yeah, the shower would have to be within 200 feet, too, though. It's saying separate toilet. So just so you're aware, if we do vote and approve it, that's going to be part of what we're going to want to make sure takes place. So you might have to do some kind of small accommodation on that side.
I will ask you to take into consideration that that's rules for an RV park. We're not going to be an RV park. We are overnight stays, so to speak, for RVs for the weekend. People are bringing their own stuff to get along for the weekend and just come ride.
I mean, there's no other, it has to fall under that, right?
Yeah, I don't have anything else to put it under.
Like semi-RV park or anything like that?
Yeah. Hybrid? No.
Hybrid? No. It just seems like we're moving down the right path and things are going well, but we can't, like, turn a blind eye to that. So I want to be sure you understand that if you do get approval, that our expectation at some point is that's going to happen because, you know, our history is what was agreed upon and what took place didn't happen in a timely basis in my – but we're in a good place now. So I don't want us to, like – take two steps back to try to go three steps forward.
We don't have any problems with that stipulation being in there.
Okay.
The customers, some of them are going to say, well, what about this parking lot?
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Are we in a good enough spot where somebody wants to make a motion or we got?
Can I say something? And I just want you guys to think about this because this has been an issue I've had with them. But if you look at this outer road and the buffering that's required, I want to really think about dust. I really want to think about sound. And I want to see, would you guys entertain the thought of some kind of planting in here to give that a little bit of a break from the road? It's your call. I mean, it's your
CMP. We had to clear all that for the site.
That's probably part of their site distance issue there, Cody.
You think that's additional
right away, you're saying,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So it can't be done, you don't can't think? Be, let me go down here and done. Take another look at that.
Can we get closer to that little outer road with the vegetation so it doesn't interfere with the sight line?
Yes.
Maybe right in here or something? I mean, I don't know. Jack's got a good point.
I really don't think they probably had to clear all that four sight distance issue around that corner.
Okay.
mean, I like to say that's MoDOT, nothing to do with me, but.
And we did plant grass all over that.
Didn't grow.
Not very well. You guys got a lot of not cool material for things to grow in around here.
You don't plant it in August.
Some kind of adequate vegetative buffer to keep the dust down, you know, because people are running by, and then here comes people on the highway, and they hit a poof, you know.
Yeah, we did just purchase a water buffalo, so to speak, so, and not just that area when we're going to have excessive amounts of people, but this next trail down the ridge, what we call it, it gets a little dusty when there's a lot of people on it, so we just bought a water buffalo, and now we water it when it needs it. So we don't have water or dust floating over to the neighbor's neighbor. It's going to happen a little bit, but not as bad as it was.
All right. Any more questions, comments? We got the big one coming up. Make a motion, vote it up or down.
I would move we approve the electrical sites.
Second.
For 20 up to 20 sites.
Yeah.
So he's getting, that's what he asked for.
Yes. I don't think we saw it on the application, but we're in the motion. It would be up to 20 electric-only RV sites. So we got a motion and second. Did I hear a second?
Yeah. Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All right. All those in favor of approving the motion as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion approved.
We appreciate it, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Last but not least, Restora LLC. PUD. So, Cody, a PUD is similar to a rezone in that we're going to hear and we're going to recommend to the Taney County to make final decision?
And I'm sure Todd can speak to it better than me, but a PUD is kind of like it's you're creating your own zoning district. The only caveat to that is the existing zoning district, when that was applied for, still holds density requirements. So you can have a PUD with sewer, but based on the fact that it came in as an A1, the density is still 2 acres per home, gives you the advantage to group stuff, to have open spaces and different things to kind of build that world you're building with all those regs.
But as far as what's being presented tonight, we're recommending approval to Taney County Commission?
Yes,
not approving it.
That's
right.
Right. It's almost, it's treated like a rezone for you guys.
Okay.
It's a recommendation to the county commissioner.
Okay.
Would you like me to fire this off?
Let's rock and roll. Thank you. See y'all.
Okay, PUD 2026-001, Restora LLC. Representative is John McCart. And I think Todd Chandler is going to also step in here. Subject property is 395 Tracy Street, Branson, Missouri, Branson Township, Section 09 and 10, Township 23, Range 21, the request. Restora is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve a planned unit development request for parcel number 08-2.0-09-000-000-05. 0.000, and there's a bunch more. Also, 050.001, 050.002, 035.001, and 08-2.0-10-000-000-035.000. I think that grabs all their parcels. located at 395 Tracy Street, Branson, Missouri. The existing property is zoned A1. It's roughly 260 acres in site.